We're up to Simin Shin Mem Tes. We'll be doing the first two Se'ifim. So we've been Osik in the halachis of being Machnis and Motzi, carrying something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. There's also the other Isser Daraisa in carrying, the Malacha of carrying four Amis within the Rishus HaRabim. So the Mechaber tells us, Sif Aleph, Kol Odom Yesh Lo Dal Amis Rishus HaRabim, Sheyachol Letaltel Behem. Every person has four amas within the Rishus HaRabim, the four amas around him that he's allowed to carry in. We get this from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shvu Ish Tachtov. Chazal got from there that you have the area around you, the size of the human body, the size of the human being. And what we say is that a person is three amas tall. I mean, he is three amas. And if he stretches his arms and legs, put all of that together, it makes four amis. Therefore, four amis around you is considered your own domain, and you're allowed to carry within it. So you're allowed to take something from where you are and move it out up until the edge of your four amis. The ima mosok tana, if your ama is small. Now, an ama means an arm. What does it mean? So it says here, umodin lo ba'ama shalo. It's not an ama by the various different shiurim of an ama, but it goes on the length of one's own arm. The imamosok tana nos no dalar amas benin ishal kol adam shekolachas mem shishat fachim. If his arm is small, you give him an average four amas. Each ama is made of six tfachim. Now, what does that mean? Didn't we just say that we go by the person? What it means is that if a person's arms are not in proportion with the rest of his body, they are actually shorter than one's arms would be in proportion to the rest of one's body. There, Chazal did not say that you go by his arms. They said that you go by an average arm, and therefore they gave six tefachim. But if you're talking about someone whose arms are in the proper proportion to the rest of his body, then you'd have to measure his arm, and that's how much he has. The ayin, the Ramos says now, v'ayin le'el, v'ayin le'kamon shin sadi zayin, shin sadi vav. What's that? That over there it says that these dollar amis are not precise, but what you could do is you stretch them a little bit. Lamaisa, that's an air of Tchumin. But over here, where we're dealing with the Isser Hotzah Daraisa, they are Metzumtzum. They are exactly an Amma. Says the Mechaber now in Sif Beis. Dalar Amis Sha'amru, Hein Va'alach Sonam. It's not only four Amis. It's really, what you really have is the four Amis with their diagonal. Shenimsa Sheim Chamesh Amis Shlosh Shechumshim. That is five amas and three fifths, because the diagonal is longer than the side. The yesh mishomer shemidalat amas at chamish shlosha chumshin potter avlaser. There is a daya that within four amas it's mutter lachatchila. Within the diagonal of the four amas, although you're not chayiv, it's not mutter lachatchila. Now there's also machlokas rishonim. Some say that these four amas with the diagonal are really to be aligned with north, south, east, west, meaning with the size of the world. It's not a circle, it's a square, and you're allowed the diagonal on the corners. The Lamaisa, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that is the Shitas Rashbam, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that it does not go by the Ruchos HaOlam, but what you really have is a circle. Except that what you really have is four amis, and that extra diagonal lamaisa. Although you don't get you're not chayiv for it, the halacha is it's still asur lechatchila. And we paskin like this shita. Now the Gra learns that you have the right to declare for yourself, this is going to be my square, and then the diagonals you're allowed to carry in. Up to those corners. That means you'll be allowed the extra diagonal as long as you're careful that you only do it on the four corners and not in a complete circle. Now, lucky is that you're only chayiv if you place the entire object outside the four amis. But if it's partially in and partially out, the lucky is that you're potter. We'll later see that there are times that when you're carrying a lot of small things, we will look at them as independent objects, and there are times that we will look at all of them as one unit, and that you're not chayv until you take the entire thing out.